Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this up.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. Introducing our guest. I'm feeling great about this one. Legendary jazz musicians, Pieces of a Dream. Yes. Curtis and James, I get a chance to sit down and talk with them. I caught up with them when they were right here in the Detroit metropolitan area at the second annual Jazz Spectacular. And we got a chance to sit down and talk and chop it up. And I fan out a little bit. I like their music. I've been around. These guys have been around for 40 years and counting. And they just been kicking out hit after hit after hit. Pretty much, if you're into jazz and you've had a child in the last 40 some odd years, You may want to start looking at Pieces of a Dream, because they may have something to do with it. Man, we get into all of that, and we have a great time in our interview with Pieces of a Dream. But first, before we get into all of the stuff, we got to pay some bills around here. Pieces of a Dream, also, before we start paying bills on the Sam Foundation front, Pieces of a Dream just came out with their latest album. I highly recommend it. The album is called Just Funkin' Around, and they don't play around with that title. That is 10 tracks of pure unadulterated funk jazz. You feel good, especially on a summer night. Just put it in your car, drive wherever you're going. You feel much better listening to it. I know from experience. But like I said, we don't get into all of that with Pieces of a Dream. But first, we got to pay some bills around here. First thing we're going to do, I want to thank everybody for going to samshownation.com. Right there, that is your home for everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And by going to samshownation.com is the epicenter for everything that we were able to do and what we're going to do. Right there on the home and current promotions page, there's a donate button. Hey, hit that donate button and give whatever you want to this podcast. Whatever makes you feel like a good person, because we put it right back into this podcast. Every dime we put right back into this podcast. Make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. And able to, you know, do more cool stuff. Also, if you want to show your love for the podcast, show off your love for the podcast, one thing you can do is go to samshownation.com, hit the store, and get whatever swag that we have right there. Whatever you want to show off, whether it's t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you want to grab from there to show your love and for the Just Talk with Sam podcast. As you go through your daily life, it's greatly appreciated, and you can do it just there. Speaking of podcasts, you can always go to samshownation.com. You can hit that podcast link. And by hitting the podcast link, you can listen to all the podcasts available at samshownation.com. Also, maybe that's not how you listen to podcasts. Or if you want to listen to podcasts, we are currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, and pretty much anywhere If it's connected to the internet, all the, you know, sound comes out of it, it's a pretty good chance you can find our podcast there. So please search around, Just Talk With Sam Podcast. We got a few sponsors this week, and we're going to get into the great guys from Pieces of a Dream. We're going to talk to James, we're going to talk to Curtis. But the first sponsor goes to the good folks at MLBShop.com. Look, summertime is here, and the boys of summer are playing. And whatever your team is, they want you to rock their team. You can go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit the MLB Shop. Jerseys are the special edition right now for all of your baseball team jerseys. Go to SamShowNation.com. You can go to MLBShop.com. It is the official online store of Major League Baseball. They have a huge selection of jerseys, shirts, hats, sweatshirts, jackets, and anything else that you would need for your favorite MLB team. They got all the top sellers, including the Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, the Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, Detroit Tigers are also in the house. All the people you want, Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant, Mike Trout, they're all there. And if you go through SamShowNation.com, you can get free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50 at the checkout by using the code FS50. That is FS50. You can get all the things you need, all the jerseys. Hey, the All-Star Game is coming up. Maybe you want an American League jersey. Maybe you want a National League jersey. They got you covered. Hey, maybe you want to jump on and get one of those Aaron Judge jerseys. You can get the Judge, baby. They got it covered right there. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com and hit MLBShop.com. Click the jersey link, and you can save some money on all orders over $50 in the U.S. Hurry up, because it's a limited time only. Free shipping by putting in the code. Going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the MLBShop.com link, putting in the offer code FS50 at checkout. Next sponsor, hey, it's coming. You know it's coming. It's summer. You gotta do it. It's booking.com, people. Booking.com. Booking.yeah. It's vacation season. Booking.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page. Click the booking.com link and plan for your next trip. Look, booking.com guarantees the best prices of any type of property, whether it be apartments, boats, castles, tree houses, villas, yurts, any type of accommodation listed on booking.com is more diverse than ever. Truly international, booking.com is available in more than 42 languages and offer over, and I no hyperbole here, over a million properties in over 225 countries. Booking.com never has booking fees and offer free cancellations on most rooms. Booking.com operates on its own in-house customer service team, which is available 24/7, 365 to assist guests in their native languages and ensure acceptable customer service. Look, it's summertime. You are going to go out. You're going to plan that vacation. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Booking.com link. Plan your next vacation, because they got everything that you will need. Booking.com, booking.yeah. Booking.com guarantees the best price of any type of property, of all the type I've just listed, and more diverse than ever, and able to help you out. Hey, booking.com, booking.yeah, via SamShowNation.com. Next sponsor is good folks at Walmart. Hey, Walmart.com is introducing pickup discount. Order online, you can pick up at the store, and you can save a little bit more on whatever you're getting. You go to SamShowNation.com, you click that Walmart link, and you can jump right into that pickup discount. I have been preaching this for quite some time, how easy it is to go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link, and you shop right there. But now, Walmart got hip to it, and they're giving you a discount for doing it. So when you go to SamShowNation.com, you go to Walmart.com, hey, you shop whatever you need, whatever you need. Personally, I just used it and I just bought a new wireless mouse because I wore out my old one. But hey, maybe you want a Keurig. Maybe you want a Roomba. Maybe you need some baby gear. Maybe you want that brand spanking new TV. Maybe you want to put together, you know, you got people coming over. It is the summertime. You want to get some cool stuff for the patio and garden. Spruce it up so you don't look like a loser. Walmart has you covered. Go to Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. And you can order right there on the page. And you can pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. And now you get a discount for doing it. That's great. I personally did it. I got some new wireless mice, whatever, but on an old PC. Saw my boy DeMarco. Said, what's up, DeMarco? Got my pickup. Didn't spend a lot of time in Walmart because I did all my stuff via SamShowNation.com. I clicked that Walmart link and I wasn't even in there 10 minutes. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link. Shop as you normally would. Next sponsor, we got a lot, but hey, this sponsor is a good one, and you will need them because 4th of July is right around the corner, and you will be grilling. You're going to know someone who's grilling. Everyone's going to be grilling because it's summertime, and that sponsor is the good folks at Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you something. Summertime was made for getting out in the great outdoors, grilling, showing your family who you are, putting a little piece of meat on the grill. They can do that, and they got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com, and you can get the Sam Show Nation special. That is 4 free burgers and franks on top of whatever you order. Speaking of whatever they order, they got a bunch of stuff there, whether it be steaks, meat, seafood, meals for different occasions, some dessert. They got wine. They got gifts. They got gift packages. They got just packages already made for whatever you're grilling. Like, they got the Happy Family combo, which is 4 top sirloins, 4 Polynesian pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 stuffed sole scallops with crab meat, 4 Omaha steak burgers, gourmet juicy franks, 8 potatoes au gratin, and some caramel apple tartlets. Only for the low, low price of $79.99. Not to mention the Sam Show Nation special by getting 4 extra burgers and franks on top of that. You can't beat that with a stick. They got a bunch of different stuff. That was just an example. Please go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks and you can grill with the best of them. It's about that time and you need to get out there and grill some good stuff. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com is the internet. You're going to shop there. The internet was made for very few things. Shopping is one of them. And Amazon got you covered. One people I know you will appreciate. You can go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click that link. You can get the latest album from Pieces of a Dream. Our guest is called Just Funkin' Around. You can listen to it right there. Great summer music. You can play it through Alexa using the Amazon Echo. Maybe you got a Kindle Fire. Maybe you got whatever it is. You can listen to it there. Or maybe you want the hardcover CD. You get it right there. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. Support our guest, Pieces of a Dream. Speaking of which, I am going to play a cut. The title cut, actually, from that is called Just Funkin' Around. And we will be right back into this podcast. See you in a few. We'll be right back. Title track of Pieces of a Dream, latest album, Just Funkin' Around. You can get that via samshownation.com. Click that Amazon banner and please get that album. You need it in your life. Alright, before we get started with this interview and talk to James and Curtis, I want to talk about the Jazz Spectacular itself. Matt, it was great. It was at right outside Detroit. To those who don't know, that is a place, Sterling Heights. It's called Freedom Hill Amphitheater. From there, a lot of the jazz greats were there. Obviously, Pieces of a Dream. Our old buddy, Avery Sunshine. I got a chance to talk with her for a second. It's all love with this person. This person just elevates a room. If you wasn't feeling good before you saw her, you will feel great. You just feel mushy. You saw Big Dang. What's up, man? A lot of people that we got a chance to sit down and talk with and just catch up, old podcast guests, and it was just a nice, cool experience. And I hope they do it again. I know this is the second annual. I really hope this is a thing that keeps going on alone. It was on some peaceful tip. It was right there. If you got a seat or if you got a blanket, you can just chill out on the hill and see some of your favorite jazz artists do it. It was all love, all peace. A few collaborations. Man, it was just a good time out. And it was Father's Day. That was another thing. So, like, a lot of the good fathers and a lot of good brothers was out there with their families. And the reason I wanted to talk about that a little bit is because I got a chance to see something that was, like, multi-generational. So, it was, like, adults and their kids, just really enjoying jazz, and it made you like realize that this thing is going to keep going on. Or it was, you know what, maybe it sound a little bit more romanticizing of it, but it was like, because I had my kid, and it was, he got a chance, granted he's 4, but he got a chance to like listen to it, and he was having a good time. He danced and we did all of this, and It was all right, man. So it's a great feeling. I want to give a good shout out to the hospitality right there at Freedom Hill. Me and my family, we got a chance to go out and have a great time on and off mic. You guys get a chance to hear that while we were out there, and I mean, it was a great time, and I wish they have this keep going. One thing I want to do, I know my man listening, I ran into him that week via social media. My man, Mr. Z.I. Hardy. It was his birthday that day. And I'm giving him a quick shout out. Z.I., what's up, man? What's up, Z.I.? Hope you're having a great birthday. I know it's over by the time you hear this, but if you're anything like me, you're going to keep celebrating as long as people want to keep celebrating. So, happy birthday to my boy, Z.I. Hardy. And keep listening. Turn some old people on to it. We got some big stuff coming. The only thing we ask you guys to do, all my Apple listeners, please get on there. Rate and review the podcast. We want as many people to rate and review the podcast and help this thing catch on, because we was getting a little, we was getting that treatment, I should say, from iTunes. Like, we ain't strong in this piece. So please rate, review, to say what's up on iTunes. Greatly appreciate it. 5-star rankings. We'll love all of that. And I have been listening to the album Just Funkin' Around by my guest, Pieces of a Dream. So what we're going to do, we're going to play one of my favorite songs off the album, A New Day, and then we'll jump into, just jump right into the interview with Pieces of a Dream. So here we are, A New Day, off the Just Funkin' Around album by Pieces of a Dream. I just hit the record button right there. Guys, Curtis, James,
I knew that was gonna
Pieces
happen.
Of a Dream, thank you so much for just giving me a minute of your time after your sound check. Mainly because I've been a fan of your music for quite some time. You guys don't know this, but there's been several times in my life y'all didn't help me out, and y'all didn't even know. We just met today.
Okay.
I mean,
A few times.
One of the times I was with my way back, way before the ring. Before I got the ring, there was some times where, you know, I could just cut on any one of y'all's songs and everything I said sound butter because y'all did all the groundwork. I mean, I just after the ring it worked. Who are we kidding? I mean, like,
I hear you.
The All In, I mean, that album. Thank you. You may or may not be responsible for my son, but, you know, we'll chop that up later.
From what I understand, we're responsible for...
I'm pretty sure that I'm not the first person to say that.
Generation of kids.
And also, a long, long time ago, my niece now, she's a teenager, she don't think I'm cool no more and all that, but when she was a baby, one thing we used to put on, here in Detroit, we had a V98.7, she would cry and whine on. She couldn't go to sleep. But they had Pieces of a Dream night for whatever. They was just playing all your hits.
Oh my goodness.
And we put that on just like, all right, whatever. Went to sleep immediately. So from here on out, when she got fussy, we just recently got a Pieces of a Dream CD. And we're just like, all
right. Put her
right on out. I wonder if it still worked because, you know, she in her teenage years. Nah, you know, probably try it out later on. She get a little lippy.
Shut up.
just try it out. But what I'm saying, thank you guys so much. But, I mean, like, I can go over the history, but we don't do this Tarantino style. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the latest album, Just Funkin' Around. I love it. You guys have been collaborating for over 40 years doing your thing. Mm-hmm. And this new one, I am partial to the songs New Day. I like New Day. Kind of like Manhattan, but that New Day is up there with me, the title track. But
okay.
Please, tell us a little bit about the album, the new one.
Well, it is really funk, mm-hmm. funk, as the title depicts. If you listen to it, there's no ballads. There's no real ballad on there. There's some slower things, but... we really want to just kind of dig into the funk side. You know, Pieces of a Dream has so many facets to it. You know, we got our sensuous side, our funk side, our soulful side, you know, kind of R&B side, gospel side.
Some pop.
And, you know,
yeah,
some pop.
Yeah,
you know.
I've heard it.
So, yeah, and this was a really, really major collaborative effort between Curtis and myself and as well as the other members of the group.
Now, one of the things I was very interested in, because my intel, I think y'all stay in two different cities, New York and Cleveland. Once again, sorry about that.
That's
a big incident.
Right. That's right.
But how do you guys collaborate? Because our whole last podcast was just, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. They're like kind of like my redheaded stepchild. Detroit ain't in it. And y'all beat us, so I'm doubly mad at LeBron. But
yeah.
So yeah. This
well,
last
we actually a lot of some of our collaboration is over the internet.
Okay.
You know, we'll send files back and forth to each other, but on some of these albums, you know, I'll go to his studio, or you know, he's recently come to mine, and you know, we actually find that working together in person sometimes kind of push that, you know, extra oomph in the song, especially like songs like Right Back At You, On the Move, and I find that we work better together when we're actually right in front of each other in the same studio doing
right.
what we do.
Okay, I mean, like, and usually when you have that closeness, I guess, I mean, you guys, like I said, over 40 years of being together, I'm pretty sure you can kind of remotely do it, how you say, like, when you go on the internet and you Skype and you do things, but when you're together, whatever that fuel that you guys have for all this time.
Yeah, that chemistry, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of these tunes, you know, they're recorded live, you know, and... you know, live tracks, live drums, you know, live bass. So it's a mixture of a few different techniques in order to create this cohesive project.
Speaking of this, not just this project, but all of them. You guys been working together for so long. I gotta know, like, how do you guys keep the magic going? How do you guys, like, still stay interested? Where it's like, all right, I got this new thing, or hear this, or how does that work out? Or because out of 40 years, some people have been, man, I heard that one before. Or how does y'all keep that?
Well, that's the one thing. I think the one thing that we've not done is been repetitious in our writing.
No, you haven't.
And I think that kind of keeps us interested in not only our stuff that we write individually, but stuff that, you know, it's like I like the stuff he writes, he likes the stuff that I write, and it keeps us interested in each other's each other's songs,
right,
as well. But like you said, man, over 40 years together, it's like, you know, we're like brothers, man. You know, yeah. Even junior high school, college, you know, all the way up to now. So, you know, we've got, it's like one person or one brain with two different people.
I get
you know
it.
What I mean?
And yeah. When you guys gel together, man, you guys make some great stuff. Like, your origins, you came up in that Philadelphia sound, mm-hmm. where,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you got you guys, you got Grover Washington, you got just the entire sound of Philadelphia, now that we just getting into mm-hmm. it. I got to know, who influenced you? Because at that time, you guys were the young kids. You guys were the young guys
right.
on the block.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were like, you know, 12, 13, 14
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of the Philly musicians, you know, influenced us. There's, of course, that Philly sound, but a lot of other influences crept in there, you know. Then I started getting hip to people like Oscar Peterson and mm-hmm. and Herbie and Ramsey Lewis and, you know, listening to those. And then we would also listen to stuff like Earth, Wind & Fire and Funkadelic. So, and Heat Wave and, you know.
Commodores,
Kool & the Gang.
Follow Me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brass Construction.
Confunction.
Oh, man.
Side Effect.
What's the boys? Switch.
Switch, yeah. Man, Switch. I can never get my boys that high, but I tried. I mean, right. I mean, no one alive haven't tried to at least try to hit that note
at least one time.
I did it in the car. I think I did. No one can prove it.
So, yeah, all of that is, you know, really a part of our musical upbringing, you know, mm-hmm. part of our roots.
I mean, like, and to have that pedigree in what you guys have done, and now you have, for lack of a better term, musical children. Because now people look at you in that high regard that you looked at the ones that you came up uh-huh. there. So I would only imagine somewhere there's a 12-year-old listening to you guys like, maybe one day, like, how do you guys feel about that when people like myself or we're here with the Jazz Spectacular and people keep walking past you like, hey, man, not for nothing. Yada yada, split, and they say what? How does that make you feel? Because
it feels
you're living
feels
legends.
Awesome. It feels great, man. It feels great because I mean, we idolized so many people growing up, and to have, you know, the younger generation feel the same way about us, man, it's just a blessing.
Oh, man, and like one of the this is such an look. I'm doing everything in my power to show my professionalism right now, but I'm nerding out inside. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm talking to Curtis and James. And this is a purely fan question, and I'm pretty sure you've been asked this a lot of times, but you guys have been all over the world. You guys have tons of albums and tons of music. How do you guys make a set list? Like, how does that go? Like, because when you got so many hits, how does that...
You know what? It actually... Well, it's not so hard when you got a new album out. Because you got to feature so many of the new cuts on your show, right?
Right.
But as the album gets older, it gets harder to make a set list because people want to hear certain things, you know. Even mm-hmm. though you're still doing some of that new stuff, they want to hear some of the older stuff like Mountaineer Groove and 454 and Warm Weather and, you know, club jazz and stuff like that. So it gets harder as the new album gets older, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so to decide what you're going to throw in the show for any particular area, because certain areas, like certain songs, you know, certain songs were popular, more popular in certain areas than others. And So, and then we got to figure out, okay, who in the band knows these songs? Because we've been together 40 years, but they right. haven't been with us for all that time. You know what I mean?
So, you ever had any of those experiences where y'all two was really amped on playing a song, you're about to get into it, then you look over, oh, wait, y'all don't know that one? Has that ever happened?
Not really, because we pretty much know what they know and what they don't know. You know,
yeah, it like, got that far. You know,
yeah, knock on wood. Like, I hope that never happens. But right. you just like, yeah, you don't know warm weather. Okay, all right.
Now that one they know.
Oh yeah, that one they know. Those like the premium ones.
Like for instance, a song like Outside In. They all don't know that one.
Okay, like the deep cuts and the stuff like that. Okay, but how does that, like, we talked about the new stuff, but how does that appeal to the older fans? Because you guys honestly get new fans every time you put out a new project. That's just that's just how it works. But how does the older people who've been with you since day one, do they be like, no?
Well, I think because the music is still us. You know, so it's still the type of vibe that we've given the older fans all along, I think. And so even though these are newer songs, it's still coming from the same hearts and still has that same spirit that is Pieces of a Dream. And that's what I think that people tend to take to. And then, you know, our older fans seem to follow us along from album to album.
Okay.
Yeah, because even though you're getting new fans, you still have to please the older fans with the new music.
You're right. So you never go against the core right. of the people who've been with you since day one.
Yeah.
But like Pieces of a Dream has had so many transitions, members who, you know, came and went and worked with so many people. What do you look for in those people who you may be working with in the future or part of Pieces of a Dream? What is that like? Is it something that they gotta have, or is it
chops?
All right, let's keep it straight. 100
versatility.
They gotta be able to play.
Have
to be silly.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
They gotta be silly. They gotta be silly as the rest of us. And
this has got to be somewhat all comedy too. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. And that makes sense because you're hanging out with these guys. Mm-hmm. You don't want stone face all the time with you. And one of the things I want to touch on, because we're getting around that time, and once again, thanks again for just giving us a little bit of your time. But
no,
like, I gotta ask, why are you an Eagles fan?
Oh man,
I mean, like, this is burning.
We just said I grew up in Philly, man.
I know.
That's why I'm an Eagles fan.
But
I'm a Sixers fan, and I'm a Phillies fan, too.
Like,
all Philadelphia.
Like, I understand, like,
and I've been
the LeBronness of it when I was cutting the hem a little bit with LeBron. All right. But, like,
hey, I'm Eagles? A Philly guy, man. Come on. I'm a Stone Cold Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, cheesesteak eating fan.
I mean, like, cause you moved, and like, that was it. You did your time. You did your time. That's why I looked at it. I was just like, well, he moved, so he, you know, he's not a dumb guy. I mean, like, but
I'm married to a Giants fan though. So, that's an unhappy household.
Oh, that whole because twice a season, it's just quiet.
Somebody ain't happy.
It's just quiet. It's just,
my
that's
wife is a Stone Cold sports fan too.
So, oh man,
New York Knicks.
I know you come from the whole Cleveland thing and football. Do you just like, nah, I'm straight. I just don't need to watch it at all.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Smart man. Smart man.
Yeah, I've been a Steelers fan from like way back since I was like a kid. I don't know. I think it was maybe the colors or Franco Harris and, you know, and the bus and that era, you know.
Now, one other thing I loved about you, I've been doing a little bit of little back channel, some homework, a little bit martial arts. I gotta know, man. Like, you're deep into martial arts.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Like, what's that? Like, I read Taekwondo.
Yeah, I have a black belt in Taekwondo. And I've also done Wing Chun Kung Fu and Lama Kung Fu. And now Shaolin Kung Fu and Tai Chi.
So, just shot in the dark here. Have you ever had to use that on the road, some manager, you know, trying to hold your cash a little bit? You give them the five-finger death punch like, You know. You take five steps and he just falls.
Yeah, exactly. You know about that five-point exploding heart
technique. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, no, I have not.
Okay, I'm just saying you got that in your arsenal.
And I had to activate.
Okay, you know, like, boom. You got till next Thursday to get your affairs in order, sir. And one thing, in my, like, homework, you guys, not only on stage, but you guys are dangerous in the kitchen. We y'all cook. Like, I heard it a little bit while I was setting up.
Yeah, I gave Tony a recipe for a turkey burger, and he loved it. He said he did it, and he loved it.
Oh, man. So, can we, the Pieces of a Dream cookbook? Are we expecting that anytime soon?
I thought about that. There might be something we can do.
I mean.
Yeah, might as well. What the heck?
I mean, you just sit back, and you just get, like, four or five recipes together, and then all of a sudden, y'all on Rachel Ray. Y'all on the Food Network. This is before and after.
Like, y'all pieces of a meal.
There it is. I mean, he got the name. So apparently it's crossed his mind already. Y'all be your own musical guests.
That's right.
We gonna teach you how to make this meal, and we'll be back with Pieces of a Dream.
Musical cooking show.
Yeah. But last certainly not least, I got two more questions. This is about the career. When you sit back and you look at your career, like, what is it that you guys, like, take to heart, or something that you feel like, oh my God, we did XYZ, or is it something that you just hold with you, or you want to be remembered for? That's a better way of saying that.
Well, there's so many things that, you know, we're proud of, that I think were really monumental. One is having opened for the great Count Basie.
Oh, yeah.
And him saying that we were a hard act to follow. He was quoted in the paper the next day. He said, hey, them guys are a hard act to follow. Like, that, and playing two tunes with James Brown on the Lou Rawls Parade of Stars telethon.
Godfather Soul.
Yeah, we got to play two tunes with him, and and he came around to the keyboard and said, hey, you got an organ sound on that piano? I'm like, wait a minute. You got an organ sound in that piano? Okay, yeah, but I knew what he meant. Yeah. I pulled up an organ patch and he took like an organ solo. And I was like, man, how you know you can play like that? And then he went on back around and, hey. And, you know,
oh, did man. His thing. And I got to know, Curtis, anything that stuck out to you?
Yeah, we did the Atlantic City Jazz Fest one time, and we opened up for Buddy Rich.
No, you good?
Oh, we're good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We opened up for Buddy Rich's band, mm-hmm. And he had heard me play, and he was giving me big props, and then while he was playing, he was doing a solo and looking at me like, check this out, kid.
Oh, that little competitive urge.
Yeah,
that little, like, let me show you how it's done.
And instead of looking at, like, you know, like he was trying to show me up, it was like, okay, well, he felt that was worth it. You know what I
okay,
mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know?
Just the fact that he has to acknowledge what mm-hmm. you did. Yeah.
And then he came down afterwards and said, man, he said, you keep doing what you're doing. Because you got it going on.
That's like, all right.
You got it going on.
Wow.
And then the other one was when this young lady came down to me and said, listen, Miles Davis wants to know if you could play for him. And his nephew was playing for him at the time.
Oh, this is better than blood. Hey.
And this was at the Playboy Jazz Festival. And I was like, we were like just getting, you know, we were on our second album and everything. And I was like, tell him I'm flattered, but, you know, I got my own situation.
You didn't take it?
No, man. We were gigging.
I get it.
We were gigging with Grover.
All right. You got a pick. All right.
But yeah, we were
talent thinking in water apparently.
Hey, Grover's we like that.
Right, yeah. I'm like, I ain't dumping this.
Oh man, and
but that was flattering too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We grew up on the road with Grover.
Well, yeah, you got it. You know? That's your hero. So I get that
for sure.
That
broken wrists and all.
Oh man. And lastly, I gotta ask, what advice do you have for the newcomers? There's a ton of talented guys who listen to us and listen to you guys. If you had to give them any advice just to put them on their way. All right.
Well, let's see.
Play sports instead?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, that's just my traveling.
Well, you got to first practice. Practice until you can't practice no more, and then practice again. Also, go and listen to people that are doing what it is that you're looking to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's rock music, then go and see those shows. If it's jazz, go and see those shows. If it's contemporary jazz, smooth jazz, go and see those artists and support them and do a lot of listening and do as much playing as you can. You know, go to like jam sessions and sit in and get heard. And embrace the social media part of it. You know, that could be, that's a big part of it. Now, we've had to, coming from, like before there was even cell phones. You know what
I mean? Right.
To where it is today, and having to adapt as older adults ourselves. So, that's something that, you can't avoid,
Yeah, that's real. I mean, my entire thing is based on social media. So, I have to now. It's what they say, get with the times or get left behind, Mm-hmm. And that's a good reason of why, newer generations, myself included, can know some of your stuff. Like, we can dig through the crates as much as we want, but I follow you guys on Twitter, and if y'all make an announcement, that's kind of sort of how I knew about the new album.
Mm-hmm.
The new album, because you had the countdown, and you would show up.
That was all social media, yeah.
Yeah, and that was all social media, so yeah.
The other thing, I think that in this business, you gotta have somewhat of a thick skin, because you're gonna go... I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs in this business, and for people starting out, sometimes could be more downs than ups,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But you got to stay persistent, if this is really what you want to do, don't get discouraged enough that you throw in the towel, If this is what you want to do, this is what you love to do, if this is your passion, don't let nobody tell you can't do it,
That's real.
I mean? Stay persistent about it, and like James said, practice, because that can only make you better.
All right. Wise words from guys who done did it, and you guys been doing it for, I said, over 4 years. And
one last thing. Yeah. I was like, there's no shortcuts. You can't just get to where, you can't just be where you want to be.
Uh-huh.
You have to get there. You have to grow to that point. There are no shortcuts, and like Kurt said, you got to have a thick skin. It's not an easy thing, And if your heart ain't in it, then it's not gonna work.
I feel you.
Yeah, don't waste your time. If your heart ain't in it.
I feel you. And like I said, thank you guys so much. Great advice. I didn't ate up so much of your time already. I want to thank you guys. Curtis James, man, thank you so much for just being on the show.
Thank you.
And we would like to thank all of our fans for keeping us around for 40 years, because the question you ask is, how do we stay around this long? Our fans keep us around. You know what I mean? People that buy our records, people that love our music, and people that come to see our shows, that's what keeps us around this long.
That's real, man. Thank you, man. And hey, I'm still gonna keep listening. I know where to send the child support checks to. But I'm expecting it, because there's some cussing in this album. We get that babysitter. If something happened,
might be some new problems.
Yeah. So I know exactly where the checks coming from. That's all y'all.
Right.
That's all. But thank you guys so much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for taking the time to interview us.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back. have it. That was our conversation with James and Curtis of Pieces of a Dream. The song I just played was called Fast Lane from Pieces of a Dream off the new album, Just Funkin' Around. If you want to holler at these guys, they're great guys. We hit it off well. You can find them at their website at piecesofadream.net. Hit them up on Twitter at POAD Jazz. Get it? Pieces of a Dream Jazz. But POAD Jazz on the Twitter and Pieces of a Dream on Facebook. Man, these were some good brothers. They are welcome back to this podcast anytime they want. We had a great time, great conversation. And I hope you, as a listener, love that conversation too. And hopefully you can turn your folks into Pieces of a Dream fans if they're not already. So we're going to close this thing out. I strongly urge you guys to go to iTunes, show your love and support, rate and review the podcast, the Just Talk with Sam podcast, right there on iTunes. Or as always, you can catch us on social media. I am on Twitter at SamShow11. Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam at Instagram and Facebook. Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam on gmail.com. We love getting emails and letters from you guys. And everything else relating to the podcast, you can always find it at SamShowNation.com. We're going to end this thing off with one more from Pieces of a Dream. This is a song I've been listening to from the Just Funkin' Around album. And actually, this is a song I was listening to when I drove out today. It was a very nice day today. The song is called Manhattan. I'm really liking this song. It was a slow burn. It's really starting to get at me right now. So we're going to end this podcast with Manhattan. I want to thank my guests one more time. James and Curtis of Pieces of a Dream. They can be found online at piecesofadream.net. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out, guys. This is Manhattan by Pieces of a Dream.